It is now time for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, our kids' question of the week, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, and also just a great way to start a conversation, not just with the child in your life, but with friends and family. I am joined in this special Thursday edition of Kids Q by Jack Carmichael, important member of our 97.9 The Hill team. Jack, thanks so much for popping in and doing this, even though we're a bit of a day late. We had a full slate of interviews yesterday and had to push it back.
Well, thanks for having me, Brenton.
It should be a good one. We have a music-themed question today because of our upcoming Live and Local live concert in just a little bit. Now sold out, which is very exciting, and looking forward to hearing that music right here on the air and in person here at University Place. Today's Kids Q is, does music make you emotional? I'm reading this for the first time. It seems like a good one to tie with this, and also a good one for both of us to talk about, as we are both people who have a little bit of music in our backgrounds. You,
yes,
currently an aspiring and practicing musician. Me, I wouldn't call myself a reformed drummer, but probably out of practice drummer.
Sure.
So I imagine for you, not to put words in your mouth, but music certainly makes you emotional if it's something that you enjoy doing.
Short answer, yes, of course. Music makes me very emotional. And I feel like as I get older, makes me even more emotional.
There's got to be different steps to this, right? How does music make you feel emotional when listening to it? Because I feel like there's
right.
one part of it in that regard. There's another part in terms of performing. And there's another part in terms of, you know, creating, writing your
Definitely.
Own music.
Yeah. It's really cool to be to interact with music in all of those different ways. And they do kind of make you feel different. Writing music for me is a really cool thing that feels like you are making a puzzle for yourself to solve. And to write music, at least for me, that feels genuine. I try to follow genuine emotions that I'm feeling. So it can be really emotional to write a song that is kind of sad or bittersweet, or just to write a song that makes you feel really good. And performing, whether you're performing for a few people or for a big crowd, there are different levels of just feeling really moved by music. And when I'm in the audience or if I'm in my car listening to tunes, it could be a really quiet, sad song. It could be a really big, powerful song. All kinds of different music really moves me, I think. Maybe I'm a sappy guy. But.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like that's why we listen to music as people, right? I feel like the root of music itself is a certain set of sounds put together that we enjoy or that elicit some form of emotion. And that's why we continue to explore the front of making new kinds of music, adding new instruments, chord progressions, sounds together in order to end up with this product that is making somebody feel a certain way, whether it's joyous or anxious or, you know, somber and sad. I feel like you have to inherently get emotional when you listen to music. Otherwise, it's just kind of noise in the background. And again, maybe we're speaking from the perspective of of two people who play music and, of course, work in radio, where we're surrounded by music a good bit.
Yeah.
But to me, that's kind of the root of it. And yeah, I get emotional performing, not just I think part of it is like the actual performance aspect of it and not necessarily the music I'm playing. And it's a little different as a drummer than anything else. I used to play a good bit of piano as well and haven't done that in a while. And that, to me, I remember that being a different kind of performance than when I would drum with people or for people.
How does drumming make you feel. I'm not a drummer. I kind of wish I was. In a different life, I think I'd be a drummer. I imagine it, you know, that kind of thing pumps you up.
Yeah, it makes you feel alive. It's really fun. And it kind of depends on what type of drumming, too. I played a little bit of drum set in high school and did a little bit in college at basketball games and stuff like that at Carolina basketball games. Certainly is emotional, right? And and that's partially tied into the motions of growing up watching Carolina basketball. But, you know, doing like marching band drumming or percussion in a concert band or anything like that, that's also a different kind of emotion. Then it's kind of you're focused on sounding really cohesive as a section, and you're focused on, and when it comes to concert band, like providing some embellishments and other things to the full part, where I'm sure it's like a little bit of embellishment and you're part of a whole when you're in the marching band too. But drumline, we kind of are our own thing, so we're focused on how we sound in addition to the overall product. So there's emotions around that of performing with people side by side and looking a certain way to people in the audience, and also the emotion of being an individual and part of that, right? And being able to kind of create and craft while also trying to sound in together, which is different from yours as like a solo artist or with a small band, I suppose.
I think being in a crowd at a Carolina ball game, though, the music is one of my favorite things about it. And maybe the tradition part of it that you talk about growing up with it. Christmas music is one of my favorite things. And maybe it's just because I've heard it the same songs every year. And you'd think they get old, but something about the ritualistic part of it really hits me hard. And it's the same kind of feeling here in the pep band or the marching band at a ball game.
That's a great analogy. Like Christmas music songs that you hear over and over again, people are going to have emotions tied to that. And it's not just emotions, it's memories as well. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite genre of music that makes you feel happy? Because for some people, favorite genre might be something that elicits a strong emotion, but it's not exactly happiness. But what's your favorite genre of music that makes you happy?
My favorite feel-good genre is somewhere in the disco funk kind of world, whether it's like just a feel-good kind of happy song everybody knows, like September, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You can't not smile while you're listening to that
song. And groove along, snapping your fingers. I'm kind of with you. I think it would be pop, preferably pop with some synths worked into there. I also really like jazz. Jazz is fun because of all like the improv that happens with it too. To me, when I'm listening to jazz, it feels even more like I'm listening to kind of like a masterpiece, a piece of art, truly, because it's somebody
it's
just
amazing.
Doing stuff and figuring it out as they go.
It's this beautiful marriage of like the mathematical, theoretical side of music, fully realized with the emotional side of it.
Hopefully the music that's going to be played tonight during Live and Local Live is going to make folks feel emotional too. I know I'm excited for it right now, and
I'm pumped.
Looking forward to hearing it in just less than about 90 minutes or so. But we want to make sure that you guys are asking this same question of kids and friends in your life. Does music make you emotional? And so if you're driving around or at home sharing a snack, ask them, see where the conversation goes. And if you've got any great answers, be sure to share them with us on social media. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and make sure to use the hashtag KidsQS. As well. Jack Carmichael, thanks so much for popping in. I will see you out on the Radio City Music Patio.
All right. Thank you, Brian. See you soon.